Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Caitlin Clark, she is obviously the superstar of women's college basketball in this hour. She is the most talked about player in women's basketball, period, WNBA or college. And for now, at least, Rob, the WNBA players that are getting shine are the ones who are talking about her. Their comments about her are why we're talking about them. And I'm talking about Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird, Rob. So they had one of those, you know, simulcast during the championship game where they were on screen, you know, like Peyton Manning and Eli Manning do for Monday night football games, Thursday night football, whatever it is. And so they were talking during the game about Clark. And Diana Taurasi said something that caught a little heat. Here it is.
Reality is coming.
Okay.
You know, there's levels to this thing, and that's just life. We all went through it.
Of course.
And you see it on the NBA side, and you're going to see it on this side, where you look superhuman playing against 18-year-olds, but you're going to come with some grown women that have been playing professional basketball for a long time. Not saying that it's not going to translate, because when you're great at what you do, you're just going to get better. But there is going to be a transition period where you're going to have to give yourself some grace as a rookie. You know, it might take a little bit longer for some people.
I mean, Taurasi, Rob, stepped into the NBA or WNBA and averaged 17 points her rookie year. And she's averaged 19 for a career. So she was pretty much, she was rookie of the year, finished third in the MVP voting. You know, so I'm going to be honest. And I don't watch much WNBA, so maybe I'm wrong. I think Caitlin Clark going to step into the WNBA and go berserk. I think she's going to put up big numbers in the WNBA just like she does in women's college basketball. I mean, I'm not saying she'll be that dominant, but I don't know. Maybe I'm ignorant of the WNBA, and I don't watch it very often. So, okay, that's possible. But I think she's going to get busy in the WNBA. And Rob, most, not all, but so many of the great ones in the NBA. And, you know, you can take out the high school guys, because obviously there's a learning curve there from going high school to the pros. Even so, LeBron still played well as a rookie, averaged 20. But Jordan, Bird, Magic, obviously, the big guys, Kareem, Olajuwon, all those guys. Rob, they all stepped in. And here's the thing. She's not a one and done. She's coming in after 4 years of college. I think she's ready. So, you know, we'll see. But I think she's going to do her thing in college.
This is the issue I have. Shame on them, Chris.
To like, Rozzy?
Yeah, shame on them to, like, talk down to her and about what to expect in the WNBA, because that's not the moment for that. She's still in college. Right. She shouldn't be talking about what is in store when this woman has just had a major impact on women's college basketball. They sound like Debbie Downers. They sound jealous. That's what they sound like. I have no idea why that's the topic of conversation now. She hasn't been drafted, Chris. She's not playing in the WNBA yet. I'm not saying you can't get there, but my God, really? Is that the moment to talk about, oh, wait till she gets to the WNBA. Hey, Taurasi and those
she
guys.
She had 18 in the first quarter. Well, wait till she gets to the WNBA.
That's what I'm saying, Chris.
About to shut that stuff down.
Is that the right place, Chris? Am I being wrong?
No, you're absolutely right.
It's not the right place.
You're absolutely right.
And Taurasi and them, they said, well, you guys did so well and all the stuff you did. Y'all averaged 6,000 fans 28 years later. And you got no TV ratings, all this stuff. Come on, stop it.
Well, Rob, you're getting at the heart of the matter, which is there's been a lot of hate for Caitlin Clark out there. Coming from women.
From Chris.
The men that loved her. LeBron's tweeting,
You know why they
y'all
love her?
Y'all just hating. Like, they giving her love. We giving her props. I'm sorry. How can you not give her props? Girl is bad.
And you know why men are attracted to her? Her style of game, Chris. The logo threes, all that.
The handle.
Yes. The assist. The unbelievable.
She's a phenomenal passer.
Yes, like that stuff. And all we hear is these women who are accomplished. Nobody's taking away your trophy.
Well, they're
and all
jealous.
That. They're jealous, Chris.
They're jealous that they didn't draw this level of attention. And I guess that's competitiveness. But Rob, let's just keep it real. If we were in their shoes, we might feel the same
Chris,
jealousy. But I think we'd know better. Then I think I know I would just say the right thing.
I want to say this.
I would not be out there spouting my jealousy. I feel like I'm not in that situation. It's human to feel jealousy.
But why
are they saying it? Why aren't they supporting her?
But we have a similar thing that we could point to, Chris, in our profession, in our lives. All right? We were all on First Take. Stephen A, you, me, right? We were all there.
Right.
We were. Me and you have been on the only three have been on all three shows. And I'm talking about Cold Pizza when it was First and Ten.
It was Cold Pizza, right.
Right?
First take
and Undisputed. Me, you, and Skip are the only three have been in all. Even Stephen A. wasn't on Cold Pizza.
Right.
Okay?
Right. He wasn't on Undisputed. Obviously Undisputed.
Right. But my point is, we don't go out and bash Stephen A. because he is at the top of the profession, do we?
We're not bashing Shannon.
That's what I'm saying.
He ain't no journalist.
Exactly.
You know, he didn't cover any sports. What's he talking? You're right.
This is what I'm saying. Why would you do that?
Right.
We were in the same position. We could feel a little, you know, like, why are they getting all this attention? Why is Stephen A. the guy at ESPN? And we were working there. And why didn't we get? No, I'm just saying, like, I don't understand.
No, you're right. And I don't even feel jealousy over those guys.
We're not jealous. We're happy for those guys. We know what work those guys put in. We work with Stephen A.
Yep.
We've seen him put in all the work. I'm happy that he's at the top.
Yep.
So I don't know why they can't be happy for her.
Well, but you agree with me. It's just straight jealousy.
It's jealousy.
And it's not, I mean, obviously people are saying this. I don't know. Is she better than Diana Taurasi? Who knows? I don't know. I'm not an expert on the women's game, covered it in men's game. But it's like you said, Rob, it's her style of play.
Yes, that's what
attracted. And I've mentioned, is there a racial element? Okay, probably little. That's in most parts of American society. But Taurasi is white. Sue Bird is white. They didn't get this kind of attention. Breanna Stewart,
because they didn't play that kind
of
right.
So it's her style. It really is her, the way she plays, the logo threes, the handle. And I'm going to say this. Anybody that really played basketball at any significant level knows the way UConn guarded her. And props to Geno Auriemma, because that was a great game plan. I mean, it wasn't a boxing one, but basically they had the one player. Her whole job was just to be in Caitlin Clark's grill. And then in the second half, or UConn kind of did, I'm not UConn, South Carolina kind of did the same thing. And Rob, she had to work. That is so difficult. When you have somebody that's really not even paying attention to the rest of the what's happening, she is just focused on you and denying you the ball and staying in your face. That is so difficult. And to go through that for 40 minutes and how many points she have against you, Con? Rob G, looked at, was it 40? Is that when she had? Because she had 41 against LSU, I think.
LSU, yeah.
But something crazy.
But.
And, I mean, that is so difficult and challenging. But, Rob, to me it seems like you talk about women not supporting the WNBA.
And Chris, you know,
this is somewhat related to that. Because they're the ones hating on her.
And it doesn't make any sense. I mean, like really. And every time I ask women, have they gone to a game, none of them have gone to a game. And let me give you this. For Taurasi,
she had 21-9-7 against UConn.
Against UConn. Caitlin drew to 18.9, right, yesterday, Chris. Taurasi's three national championship games drew 15.5 combined, those
yeah,
three.
I mean, it.
And here's the Las Vegas Aces, who had the highest attendance in the WNBA, Chris, 9,500 per game. The average in the league is 6,000. And they already moved their first game against Caitlin Clark to the T-Mobile Arena, not where they usually play. You know why?
Oh, yeah.
So that they could sell 20,000 tickets. So they,
no, it's gotta be,
I mean,
yeah.
why are they bashing her?
They should be excited because that could mean more money for all of them.
For all the women, finally.
Yep.
I just,
and more attention. And you see it,
Rob.
It
sounds like jealousy.
It is. And it's not just them. Lynette Woodard, great all-time legend.
Why
you heard what she said.
What did she say?
She said she didn't break my – that's whose Division I NCAA scoring record Clark broke. She said she didn't break my record – I'm paraphrasing, but basically because Lynette Woodard used a men's ball and they didn't have the three-point line when she played. And that's fine. That's a fact, and we get that. But – that's like Kareem saying LeBron didn't break my record. Shoot, when I played, we didn't have a three-point line for
right.
the first half of my career. And not that he would have been shooting it, but if he came up today, he'd be shooting it.
Yep, he
you
would.
Know, and so, but that's not what you do.
But that's not what you should.
The games evolve.
You shouldn't be
right?
saying that,
no.
Chris. Like, that's not your place.
And now she's apologizing for it.
Yeah, she should because
yeah.
it sounds like sour. Why would you say that? Like she can only
it is sour
she
grape.
She can only play with the ball that's out there that they're
right.
playing with now.
It was good that they switched the ball. Obviously, women's hands are smaller, so that was good. And I get what Woodard's saying. It's not like it's – that's an interesting point. But she still broke your record.
Right.
It just – I mean, you can go look at all of the sports, Rob – and they will be the same.
Chris,
they didn't used to play 17 games a year in NFL. So when somebody breaks a record, are you going to say, well, we only played 16 or we only played 14?
You know what?
We
were talking about Hank Aaron. They tried to discredit when he passed Babe Ruth. You know why, Chris? When Babe Ruth played, there was only 154 games, and it was increased
right.
to 162.
Right.
So
right.
people were saying, well, his record shouldn't count because he played in 162 games, and Babe Ruth played in 154. Like that.
And it wouldn't, the career record wouldn't even matter.
Right.
But, yeah,
but that's
I
what they were
yeah.
trying to use
trying to
discredit him.
And, Rob, you know, too, as we've interviewed women and on our show or other shows, and about, or even just watching like ESPN, watching the coverage, it's interesting because whenever, not all the time, but a lot of times when the interviewer has brought up Caitlin Clark, you see the female being interviewed, whether she's an ex-player
here we
or
go.
Something, they bring up Oh, yeah. They quickly comment about her quickly and then go to. But there's so many other great players out there. You got Juju
over and over, right?
You got, and it's like, that's where the jealousy comes out, and they're trying to say it's not just her. And we get it. There are other great players out there. But she is the one that is taking your game to a different level.
And that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about everybody. Like, why do we have to do that? Like,
right,
like
right.
This is a moment. We understand that there are other great players. When Juju's in the national championship game and the TV ratings are 18, then we'll talk about Juju. I mean, of course, like, I just don't, like, yeah, what part don't you get?
It's interesting, Rob. It's just jealousy. I don't see it coming from the men. Obviously, men aren't going to be jealous of her.
No.
But, you know, the women, I mean, like you said, it's like crabs in a barrel mentality.
It's terrible.
It's like, why y'all hating?
And,
you know,
and,
I mean,
and we,
seriously.
And we're
why
talking
are
about
y'all,
it
and that's why, that's another reason, just in and of itself, it was classy. But that's another reason
so
why
classy.
I give Dawn Staley
classy.
Credit. Because she's, you know, a legend in the game herself, not only coaching, but playing. I'm sure she knows a lot of these women that have been ripping, you know, or at least subtly being critical of Clark or not giving her all the love she should get. And she's probably had conversations where people have brought that up to her. And yet, in the midst of all that, she still went out of her way to show her love.
And so, that was her moment, and she didn't have to,
right.
Chris.
She certainly didn't have to.
She didn't have to.
If she hadn't said a thing, nobody would have been like, oh, she was hating. You know, she didn't have to do that. So, another reason to give props to Dawn Staley.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, so Rob just said he's trashing anyone that thinks UConn is a blue blood. And Rob, we got a few numbers. Let's start it with here. Rob G, can you give us some ratings? We have the ratings in for the women's, which we're in yesterday. And the Miz Championship last night. Give us those definitions or those numbers, Rob.
Sure. Now, depending on which outlet you follow, in this case, the one I'm following is Sports Media Watch. The women's final between Iowa and South Carolina did 18.7 million viewers, which is a gargantuan number, the biggest
gargantuan
in women's college basketball history, the biggest in any basketball game for, what, 5 years now?
Since 2019, yeah.
Absolutely. The men's title game between UConn and Purdue last night, the best team versus the best player again, this time on the men's side, did a very solid, up from 2023, 14.8, which is about 4 million less than the ladies.
Okay. Rob, what do you make of that?
It tells you that UConn's not a blue blood. How can a school, Chris, if they're truly a blue blood and people are into the UConn basketball mystique and what they get done and the championships they win, no matter who's the coach, no matter who's playing, how in the world did people not tune in to see a team win back-to-back for the first time since, say it, Rob G.,
since Moby Dick was a guppy.
That's how long it's been, Chris. This doesn't happen every day. They don't care to watch UConn win back-to-back, belly-to-belly. No. And you can say, well, the ratings are up a little bit. No. Blue Bloods.
Last year it was UConn.
Right. Blue Blood. But again, Chris, Blue Bloods, no matter what, you can't tell me if Duke or North Carolina or Kentucky was going for back-to-back, you wouldn't have had bigger ratings. Yes, you would have.
Those are
the blue bloods.
I don't think you can say that. Like, and I mean, you make a good point, Rob. That's a good point, you know, that if you're a blue blood, people would have tuned in. But let's say it was North Carolina. But no real stars. Players are generally nondescript. Most talented guys are freshmen, you know, who, you know, didn't like light the world on fire with his numbers. He's the most talented. I cannot say for certain that I agree with you that the numbers would have been better.
I just think, Chris, when we talk about...
I just
about,
think that's the state of college men's college basketball now. If there's no stars.
Yeah, but there's a name brand, and that's what makes the blue blood. There's a brand that's there. Even if
is that what makes a blue blood?
No, I'm just saying that, but that's a part of it. Like, you tune in, and it's not a lot of them. And we could go across sports.
Who are they?
I just gave you a couple.
We're talking about men's basketball.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's the same thing if you're the Dallas Cowboys, or you're the Yankees, or you're the Lakers.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's one team in each sport.
No, but I'm saying, and in college basketball, there's a few. I can't believe if Duke was going for back-to-back, I don't care who's playing. Like, that uniform is going for back-to-back, that there would be more interest, more hoopla. Like UConn is winning back-to-back championships, Chris, and it's not a big story. Okay, they won last year. It would have been bigger. And more pizzazz, more sizzle, more bacon, more extra cheese, whatever you want to call it. It just seems flat to me, even with UConn winning. And they've won a number of championships. They've won with three different coaches. They've won over a stretch of, what, 25 years? Like, they've won.
Well, look, let's. I mean, we're talking about, is UConn a blue blood? Here's the it depends on how you define blue blood, all right? Here's what the dictionary says. Membership in a noble or socially prominent family. All right? So is it based on you were one of the great programs when basketball first, you know, college basketball first got started, and your history, you know, historically you're one of those top programs? That would be UCLA. I mean, at some point, North Carolina got in there. And then Duke, which, you know, Duke got great when Krzyzewski got there in the 90s. They had I remember they went to the championship in the 70s against Kentucky. Kentucky, obviously, one of those. But if you're just going historically, no. UConn was not a powerhouse in the 60s, 70s, or 80s. But over the last 30-some-odd years, they have been not only a powerhouse, they have been the greatest powerhouse. They've won 6 championships in the last 25 years, Rob. They've won 4 in the last 15 years. UCLA, we can call them a blue blood all we want. UCLA's basketball program is mediocre.
They're still a blue blood.
Well, so what? Well, that's fine. I mean, that doesn't matter if you're no good.
UConn.
They haven't won a championship since what, 95?
UConn.
They can have the title of blue blood. So what? They don't win. Period.
Chris, the Cowboys haven't won either since about the same amount of time. They are blue blood.
Yeah, but the Cowboys are different.
And, won?
We're not talking about – let's talk – are the Knicks a blue blood in
the
NBA?
No, they never were.
Why
blue
not?
Blood. They weren't, though. What? They won two
they
championships in 200
franchise?
Years. It's more than that. They won twice.
Oh, it's more than that.
They won
UCLA,
twice.
UCLA, please. UConn has won 6 in the last 25 years.
Yeah, but their wet
coaches.
Blanket wins. Their wet blanket.
Wet blanket? What does that mean?
It's just there's nothing to it. Like, they won
what
yesterday.
What do you mean there's nothing to it?
There's no juice with UConn winning.
A championship is juice. They're being celebrated. This is one of the best runs in NCAA history.
Chris,
I get it that the product is watered down, but it's watered down for them too.
Florida won 2 back-to-back, right?
They haven't won 6.
Okay, then that winning back-to-back don't make you a blue blood.
I thought they were a blue blood before last night.
No, I didn't.
They are a premier. There are only 2 programs that have won more than them. UCLA with 11. Kentucky with 8, and UConn now tied with North Carolina at 6. Look, if you want to throw around the title of blue blood at UCLA, at Indiana, have at it. Those programs are sorry now. They're weak, all right? I understand the history, but UCLA hasn't won a championship. That's fine. UCLA hasn't won a championship in 29 years.
History still matters, and that's why I'm just saying, the numbers bear out. Like, where is the UConn love? People should have been glued. Oh, my God, they're going to win
that
again.
That number's not bad.
They're going to win again. Oh, wow.
That number's not bad.
They're going to win again. It just didn't feel like that to me. Maybe you felt something different about last night. I just didn't.
I didn't feel like it was great. I wasn't going by my feelings.
I was going by feelings because that's when we're talking about blue bloods. It's a feelings thing.
So there were no facts. You get all tingly inside when you think about UCLA basketball?
Yes,
really?
I do.
Oh, wow. You're easy to please.
I am.
A championship in 30 years, I need more than that. I need more than 0 championships in 29 years to get all warm and fuzzy inside. Give me some production. come on, Indiana. Indiana blue blood, Rob?
Indiana's a blue blood.
Yo, it's ridiculous. It's just getting downright ridiculous. It's like Notre Dame in football. Sure.
Notre Dame is a blue blood.
Yeah,
no, it is.
Great. Give me some W's.
But there are places that people are going to watch just because of the name and the uniform, more so than the people who are playing. It doesn't matter who
That's
comes through.
Fine.
And at UConn, it don't matter. They could keep winning. They're nondescript. People don't
They're
know who they
nondescript.
Are.
They're nondescript. They've had great NBA players.
I'm talking about the
You're talking about this one team.
I'm talking
But over the years,
yes,
Rip
but
Hamilton,
I
Ray
know who
Allen,
played
we
there.
Could go on and on.
I got it, but I'm just saying that UConn, for them to win back-to-back and 6 in the last 15 years. And
no, 25 years. 4 in the last 15.
They got
more in 15 years than Indiana has, period.
It just doesn't feel like there's any juice to it. That's me.
Yeah, that is you. Because, my goodness, I'm about production. What have you done for me lately? Give me some Janet Jackson. That's what I'm talking about.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Man, I got to be honest. I was surprised when I saw this, as I'm sure many people were, if not most. But O.J. Simpson died today, 76 years old, of cancer. And obviously, Rob, O.J. Simpson, it's an understatement to say it's complicated. You know, one of the greatest running backs of all time was, for the young people, Rob, they don't know, and I get it, but they may not understand how big he was, right? I'm not going to say LeBron James because I don't think he was as good as LeBron James in his sport. But he was in the 70s, O.J. Simpson was in the conversation. Who's the best running back of all time? It's either O.J. or Jim Brown. O.J. was in all the commercials.
And he was a crossover guy, like crossover.
Oh, he went out of his way to crossover.
No, there's no doubt to where he was.
Go ahead.
Was it a famous quote that he wasn't black, he was OJ? Is that what it was? Is that the quote?
I think there was some in his Brentwood, California neighborhood. Yeah.
Isn't it something?
I don't
like
remember
that?
The context, but somebody said, I know there was a quote where he said during the time of his trial or whatever, when blacks were out in Brentwood trying to support him. He said something like, where are all these N-words, what they doing out here, or something like that.
Crazy. Did he really say that? Wow.
I mean, I think I remember this stuff from his documentary. I don't know exactly. Right. But OJ, yeah, I remember, Rob, when he did Monday Night Football, right? Was he the first African-American commentator on Monday Night Football?
He might have been, and I think he only did it for a year or two. I know it was
I think
brief.
He did more than a year, because I think
really
at first he came back, he did it, and then he purposely took the bass out of his voice when he came back so he could sound more white. I mean, you remember that, Rob? You remember that? He wanted to sound more white, and but obviously beyond all that, you know, he, in most people's eyes, murdered two people, including his ex-wife. And the question we have up here, Rob, is can you separate O.J. Simpson from these murders, you know, whether you think he did them or not? And the answer to me is a clear-cut no. I mean, when you think of O.J. Simpson, that is what's going to come to mind, regardless of what side you stand on. I remember, Rob, where, you know, it's one of those things when the white Bronco, that he was in, and his friend AJ Cowlings, I think was the name, former player, teammate of his, was driving the white Ford Bronco.
That was during the NBA Finals
yes.
With the Rockets and the Knicks.
I remember.
NBC had a double box, Chris. During the NBA Finals, there was a double box. There was a game in one box.
Oh, yeah, right. And showing him.
And OJ and Al Cowling.
He was an absolute, again, legend. And I remember I was covering high school sports in Cleveland at the time. And just and Rob, at least the people I talked to, and these were white people. Most people thought he didn't, you know, initially. When he was first made a suspect, people were like, no way. You know, it was just kind of like, okay, they're just doing their due diligence and all of that. And then it became an incredibly polarizing trial that to some degree, was split along racial lines. To some degree. I don't want to say completely. But I don't think you can separate him, Rob, at all from this.
No. And you know, you say it's complicated. I don't know how complicated it is, Chris. I just think that when you're involved in a case like that, that's what you're remembered for. That no matter what. He was, and I've said this all the time, he was acquitted. People don't want to hear it. Yep. I'm not naive, Chris. Do I think he was involved in this double murder? I do.
Did he lose the civil?
Yeah, but that's
civil
easy.
Suit. Right.
Just not, it's easier. Right.
It's easier. The same, right, by any.
Right.
Beyond reasonable doubt. Right.
Yeah, it's beyond reasonable doubt. And civil, you don't have to hit those kind of
the
markers.
Burden of proof, right.
Exactly. So I just think young, old, when you think of OJ, it ain't about his college career. It ain't about the Hertz commercials running through the airport. It ain't about 2,000 yards and rushing for the Buffalo Bills. It's just not. It's always going to be. And that's why I think there were people today, Chris, on Twitter, right? Was it Magic and who
well,
was the other one?
Rob, Todd Gurley and Magic Johnson.
They got an enormous pushback from people.
Yeah,
today.
Go ahead, Rob G, and explain what happened on Twitter.
Yeah, so they both were two of the very small minority of public figures to put anything even close to condolences to O.J. Simpson. Let's start off Todd Gurley. Number one, his tweet out that was put out this morning says, "R.I.P. to the legendary O.J. Simpson, your favorite running back's favorite running back. Appreciate you, Uncle O. Juice, you'll be missed. Thanks for the past year being on It Is What It Is, that podcast. Heisman, number one pick, NFL MVP, first ever 2,000-yard rusher, let alone to do it in 14 games. The list goes on and on. Praying hands." Todd Gurley turned off all replies to his tweet. That's how bad things got, okay? Magic Johnson.
Well, that was a pretty
yeah, it was more favorable.
I
than,
think
than,
naive.
But this,
you know what you can't do in life, Chris? Even in time of death, you can't just heap praise on people when other things are involved in there. It's like an obituary. Like, you know, you go to the New York Times obituary, Chris. O.J. Simpson, who was acquitted in a world-famous double, right? That's what they say first. O.J. Simpson, Rob G., who was acquitted in a famous double murder case involving his ex-wife and another person, whatever, was a great NFL running back. Like that, the murder comes first.
Yeah.
Ain't no way around it.
No doubt.
Well, then listen to this one. Magic Johnson. Now, this might be the most innocuous tweet possible, and he still found a way to get roasted. Magic Johnson on Twitter. "Cookie and I are praying for O.J. Simpson's children, Arnell, Aaron, Justin, Jason, and Sydney, and his grandchildren following his passing. I know this is a very difficult time." Let me just read you some of the comments from this tweet. "Yeah, a difficult time for the staff in hell arranging his arrival." "You're kidding, right? Hell just got a top draft pick. Ain't no prayers needed." What?
Yeah, I mean, look, Magic's tweet wasn't even about OJ. I mean, it was about his family.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with Magic's tweet. I mean, I hear, obviously, people, you know, many, if not most people, think he did commit these murders. And I get people being upset and all that. Magic's tweet, that doesn't make OJ's children and survivors guilty of anything. And so I have no problem with Magic's tweet. Todd Gurley's is just straight naive. I mean, and how old was Todd Gurley? I mean, he was probably a toddler when all this happened.
I agree.
Todd Gurley not necessarily is 29.
He didn't see O.J. Simpson. Right.
But, you know, that he obviously, I mean, it's just naive. And you're going to get pushback on that. I mean, he acted like nothing else happened.
Right. It was just like a football career.
Right. Like a great football player.
You just got to be, like I say, Chris, you tell the whole story. We talk about it all the time in life. You got to tell the whole story, good, the bad, the indifferent. Tom Brady and his obituary, Chris, they'll talk about Deflategate. They'll talk, you know what I mean? Like, that'll
be lower. It'll be much lower.
Right, right. But I'm just saying, but it'll be in there. It's all I'm saying. Everything you do.
But that'll be low. But this is beyond.
When I'm gone, it's going to be, you know, RG3 is going to be in my obituary. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? No, it ain't. No, Mike, it will be in there. What do you mean? It will be in there. I'm just saying, everything you do. And there'll be a lot of good stuff, which I'll be happy about. Like, I work with you for 25
years. You're happy about RG3. You know you love that.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.